Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Able to do for me, to do for you. Oh, you are all sufficient, God. Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice and let's bless the name of Jesus, our God, to whom nothing is impossible. Wave your hands to him and bless him and worship him and give him the glory. In his presence there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. You want to welcome yourself to God's presence this morning / afternoon. You are here in the very first Sunday in his sanctuary. You are not in the mortuary. Somebody give God thanks. Somebody give God praise. Stand as if you are the only one in his presence and express your gratitude. Lord, I'm grateful. And I know nothing is impossible with you. You are doing that from the depth of your heart. You are doing that from the depth of your heart. No audience with God, with murmuring and complaining. Lord, I come before your presence in thanksgiving, in praise, in honor to your holy name. Let your voice sound to heaven. Let your voice sound into the heaven. You are behaving as if you are the only one in the auditorium, not minding your neighbor, but you are thanking God. Satan wanted you to be gone, but you are here. You are alive. You are still sound. You are still bouncing. You are still alive. Father, I give you thanks. Thank you for connecting me with the living. Thank you for making me a part of the living. Not many who began the year are alive today. Please express your thanksgiving. Lord, I'm grateful. Lord, I'm grateful. Lord, I'm grateful. And Lord, I'm grateful. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Somebody who is grateful will say the loud amen. Amen. Somebody who is very grateful will say the loudest amen. Amen. Today is the first Sunday and is the first pre-Shiloh encounter service. Encounter. If you want to clap, you can clap. Encounter. 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 One encounter with God will make your life count. One. Just one. We read a testimony in the first service. Somebody said they came to a pre-Shiloh encounter service and everything in her life turned. Everything, according to her testimony. She said everything turned. Hallelujah. I don't know the situation, but I can tell you, you can't meet God and your needs are not met. You can't meet God and your needs are not met. I want you to set your heart right again this morning. I want your expectation to be full. Amen. If Satan wanted you to be down, you will not be here. The fact that Satan could not hold you out of this service, it means Satan has lost the battle over your life. Amen. I thought you said the loudest amen. Amen. I want you dreadful to go before God as we get ready for his word. Lord, let this encounter service answer in my life. In the name of Jesus, I put my faith in the line. I'm looking up unto you that this service will trigger my month, will launch me into greater things that you have for me. I'm looking forward to a greater encounters, greater things for you this month, and this service will begin my own experience. Please express that expectation and let God know that you are desperate for it. Lord, I'm desperate for a mighty, mighty encounter with you that will turn my life around. Let it begin from this service in the name of Jesus. And whatever you do in my life, I will return back to give you the glory. I will return back to give you the glory. I will return back to give you the glory. Thank you, Father. Take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. God will meet you at the point of your needs. Your expectation will not be cut short. From today, I decree that this Priscilla encounter service will count in your life. It will count with testimonies. It will count with good news. It will count with diverse transformation. In the name of Jesus. Now, as we begin this new month, it shall be new indeed for you. I said the month shall be new indeed for you. I said the month shall be new indeed for you. Just as we said in the prophetic word, praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecy. I want to pray for you right now. Everything God have said in 2025 that is yet to be done, in November, they shall be accomplished. Amen. I thought somebody would say the loudest amen. Amen. I said in November, they shall all be accomplished. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, send your word swiftly. Let everyone be blessed. Let every life be transformed. Let every burden that is sitting in any life, let them be lifted up. Let lives that are in the bondage of depression, let that force be finally broken. In the name of Jesus, do what only you can do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You can say the loud amen, please. Help me welcome those by your side and tell them happy new month. This is your month. In Jesus' name. Give God glory as you clap for him and celebrate him. The clap can be bigger. It's for Jesus. And louder. Amen and amen. Please say with me, praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecy. The louder you can, say praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecy. That's the theme for the month of November. And that simply tells you that the focus for this month is praise. We begin a series in all of the Sundays, which are about five of them, as we get ready. It's the five Sundays that will be launching us into Shiloh. They are our pre-Shiloh encounter service. We're going to be looking at this word, understanding how praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecy. Understanding how praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecy. Amen. For those of you in the second service, one more time, I bring you greetings from our Father and the Lord, Bishop David Oedipo, the president and founder of this commission. I thought somebody would celebrate Jesus with a clap offering. Some of you may not see us last week. We're virtually with him. He called us in. We had almost a long week with him, a time of revival, a time of blessing, and a time of goodwill. Amen. Sunday, for those of you who watched the Sunday service in Canaanland, you would have seen me there. We were there just enjoying the blessings of God. And I'm fully sure, like I said in all of the service, every blessing that he has released upon us is the blessing we have come with. And as those blessings are also released upon you, they will happen in your life. So please, one of the things I will do in this service is to ensure that I release those blessings. Make sure your heart receives them. Because like you know, God touched his tongue and told him anything you say, you will see. So he has said some things. And as I say them over your life, you will see them. Amen. Well, somebody will say louder, amen. Amen. Understanding how praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecy. Amen. I want to begin by saying that every season with God has a purpose. Every season. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. The Bible says that there is everything, there is a season, and everything, there is a time to every purpose under the heavens. Say with me, God is a God of season. And God is a God of purpose. In God's season, the end is always better than the beginning. Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 8. It says, better is the end of a matter than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. That tells you that people who are not patient, they lose a lot. There are people who cannot wait till the end. They give up too easily and too soon. And in God's plan, the end is always better than the beginning. Please follow me as your spirit connects with what God is saying. What are we simply saying? In God's plan or God's season, the conclusion of everything is always the perfect state. The beginning may not be, the middle may not be, but the conclusion is always the perfect, is always the best, and is always the greatest. Hallelujah. Job chapter 8 and verse 7. It said, though thy beginning may be small, it said, your latter end shall greatly increase. Do I have a weakness in the house? Do I have a weakness in this second service? What will happen to your end? What will happen to your end? As we are ending the year, what will happen to you? Well, those who believe it are saying it. I say, what will happen to you? Don't mind your neighbor, because everybody don't, you know, everyone just come and everyone come and do their own. So you better do your own. You know what you want and you take what you want. The end will greatly increase. I therefore put it to you that in God's agenda, the best is not yet. The best cannot be yesterday. The best cannot be today. The best is tomorrow. And when you get to tomorrow, the best is still tomorrow. Some of you know, for those of you who know me, every time you come and say, Pastor, God has done this thing, I will always tell you the best is yet to come. Why? Because you think that's the best until you see the next. Thank you, Jesus. The best of God is not yet. The best of God is loading. Proverbs 4:18. The power of a just man is like a shining light and shineth more and more unto the perfect day. And the perfect day is the day that Jesus will come. So your best life, you have not lived it yet. I don't care your age. What are we saying? Please hear this. We are simply saying that as we are getting into the end of this year, don't close up yourself. A scriptural prophetic word came through. Psalm 65 and verse 11. The Bible says, thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy part drop fatness. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy part drop fatness. The New Living Translation said, you crown the year with bountiful harvest. Tell your neighbor, you have not seen harvest yet. Even the hard pathway overflow with abundance. Even the hard new living translation. Even the hard pathway, meaning no matter how hard the year has been, at the end, he said they overflow with abundance. Somebody saying these pastors, they've come again. They've come again. You know, I told you, they will just psych you. And they'll make your expectation go high. Until things now disappoint you, you are now low. No. Why am I talking like this? I am speaking like this because every word of scriptures is the surest word of God. Every word of scriptures. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19, the Bible says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take it, as unto the light shine in dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. We have. Somebody say, I have. Louder, you can say, I have. So the Bible tells us that God's word in scriptures is the surest. That means I can bank on it. Let me read verse 20, please, quickly. It said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of scriptures is of private interpretation. Stop doing calculations. It was a woman being that wrote it. No. Verse 21. He said that for every prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. It is not in the will of man that this prophecy came. But holy men spoke as they were what? Moved. Somebody said they were moved. Who moved them? Who moved them? Who moved them? Who moved them? So if you see anything in the Bible, it was not a man made. It was God made. God moved them to write it. So they were not writing themselves. They were writing what God wanted them to write. Isaiah 34, 16, put it this way. It says, seek ye out of the book of the Lord. What is the book of the Lord? His word. And read, he said, no one of these shall fail. Say with me, not in my life. I therefore decree that everything God said to you this year, nothing will fail. Amen. Please let me hear you louder, amen. Amen. None shall want a mate. Why? For the mouth of the Lord has commanded it. Can you see? It was God that commanded it. It's not Isaiah. It's not Zechariah. It's not Matthew. It's not Luke. It's not Paul. It was God that commanded it. And when God commanded, it cannot fail. It cannot fail. It cannot fail. Somebody say it cannot fail. John chapter 10 and verse 34. John 10, 34. John 10, 34. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus answered and said, it is not written in your law. I said, ye are gods. You saw it in your law. Verse 35. He said, if he called them God, unto whom the word of God came, and the scriptures cannot be broken. The scriptures cannot be broken. The scriptures cannot be broken. So every word of scriptures is thus saith the Lord, and it cannot be broken. That is the reason why each and every one of us must come awake and understand that everything about us, both as a church and as individual, is made plain from his word. Is made plain from his word. His word is the picture of our future. His word is the inscription of our actual destiny. Isaiah 29 verse 11. He said, the vision of all has become as one that is in a book. And he said, as he delivered it to one man, read. He said, I pray thee. And then he responded, I cannot, for it is sealed. Excuses. Excuses why the word will not work. You know, we are in UK. These things don't happen here. Okay. Carry on. Keep specializing your situation. Keep making your situation look bigger than God, who created the entire world. The vision of all has become one. That's in the book. So if I can capture what God has said from the scripture, I can tell you what my future looks like. I don't need to listen to people to know my future. All I need to do is read this word, and I know what my future looks like. Somebody say, believe in amen. Amen. Every of his word, Acts 20:32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. Can you see that? I give you his word, and his word will give you your inheritance. I give you his word. So if you don't receive the word, you have missed your inheritance. You have missed your inheritance. You reject his word, you have rejected your inheritance. Thank you, Jesus. He gives you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. Hear me and hear me very well. For those who believe it, the next 5 weeks shall be the most greatest week of your life. Amen. Well, those who believe are already saying a loud amen. Amen. What do I need to do to see prophetic word fulfilled? ABCs. ABCs. Are you with me? Somebody say ABC. All right. A means accept the word. That it is your word. And what do I mean by that? You must receive that word. John 1:12. As many as received him, he gave them the power to become it. He gave them the power. You see, listen to me. No matter what pastors say, if you don't accept it as your word, forget it. You can't become it. What is the B, the ABC of seeing prophecy fulfilled? Believe in the word that has been said to you. Luke 1:45. For blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a what? A performance of the things that were told. Now listen to me. The word cannot fail, but the word can only be performed to the level of your belief. Matthew 9:29. Jesus touched their eyes and said to them, be it unto you according to what? 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 Now hear this. He said your faith. Oh. So nobody's unbelief can make the word of God of no effect in your life if you believe. I was saying to them in Wolfby, I say all these things that people say, please believe God for me, is a statement of convenience. In this kingdom, nobody's faith can reach you. Everybody is a function of his faith. Habakkuk 2 and verse 4. He said, the just shall live by his. His. So when you tell people, believe God for me, it's just a statement of convenience. If you don't believe it, then you can't receive it. The process of seeing prophecy fulfilled. There are too many things hanging on the head of many Christians. Why are we not seeing them come to pass? Because a lot of us don't have the faith enough. He told that woman in Luke chapter 1 verse 37. He first came and told Mary and was giving her that confirmation. Look at what he said in Luke 1:35. He was giving her a confirmation. He said with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing. Please, Luke 1:37, please. Luke 1:37. He said, nothing, for with God, nothing, nothing is impossible. But he now went in verse number 45 and now told her, he said, blessed is you if you can believe, for there will be a performance of the things that were told you. So I told them in the first service, 1 billion times zero is what? Please, mathematician, help us. 1 billion times zero is what? Why is it zero? No matter what God say, which is unlimited, if you have zero faith, it can't happen. Can you see where the issue is? Church people, can you see where the challenge is? The pastor will stand and prophesy strong word upon them. As you go this week, the door will open. As the person is leaving, they say, no, pastor don't understand the kind of problem. What kind of door? It doesn't. This pastor, oh, these people, Kai, they'll just be psyching everybody. The word of God knows no black. It knows no white. It knows no Asian. Whether you are green or gray, it doesn't know you. The word of God only knows your faith. The word of God only knows your faith. The word of God only knows your faith. So today, I want to challenge your faith. God was saying something to me this week and it was very strong. He said, it took me one day to make the whole of human being. On the sixth day, man was created, two of us. And God said to me, it won't take me more than one day to fix the man. That revelation became so strong. It's gingering me now. God, I was just studying and the Lord said, my son, think about it. I used one day to fix, to create man from top to bottom. All your organs, all your kidney, all those things that doctors went to learn them for 7 years. God did it in one day. And they are still confused after 7 years. They still don't understand it. Karosh, Abra, Gaba, Teko, Riako, Taka, Krakosh, Kenos. God will not need more than one day to sort the same man out. Karosh, please let your faith come alive. What am I saying? I don't care how you start the year. I don't care how the year looks, but I care what the world says. The world says it crowned the year with his goodness. So I'm looking for the best things in the course of these few weeks as the year is coming to an end. I don't care what they said. I don't care what they have said. But I'm looking forward to the best things. Because the concluding state is always the best state in the plan of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. I said somebody shout hallelujah. Faith is not just believing what God says. Faith is doing what God said in order to commit him to perform his word. That's the definition of faith. So in James chapter 2 and verse 18, he said, show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Faith without works, he said, is dead. Show me your faith without your works. That means the proof of your faith is the demonstration of your action. This is what informs what we are doing this month. In Luke chapter 6 and verse 46, it says, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? So if I receive the word, I believe the word, I must do what? I must demonstrate. That's the D part, the ABC. Demonstrate the word. And how do I demonstrate the word? This is what takes us up to the next stage. You must praise the word into fulfillment. Somebody say, praise the word. Romans 4:19 all the way to 21. Speaking about the prophecy that came on Abraham. The Bible says in Romans 4:19, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. He considered not, okay, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead. And then the deadness of Sarah's, he wasn't considering. He wasn't looking at the situation. And then he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith. What was he doing? Demonstrating it. Demonstrate. So the peak of faith is action. And the greatest action of your faith is praise. I repeat myself. The peak of your faith is action. Because if you are not acting, then you are not believing. And the greatest action of your faith is praising God. Even when you have not seen it happen. Like Abraham did. Somebody say, I hear. 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 What are we saying? You need joy and rejoicing. If prophecy will be fulfilled in your life. Joel chapter 1 and verse 12. He said, all of the harvest of the field has failed because joy has departed from the heart of man. May your life not fail. Amen. May your life not fail. Amen. May your life not fail. Amen. And the vine is dried and the fig tree languisheth, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, the apple tree, even all the trees of the field and withered, because joy is withered away from the Son of Man. So where your joy stop is where prophecy will stop fulfilling in your life. What are we therefore saying? We must continue to water the seed of the prophetic word in the good out of our hearts with our praise, so as to see the fruits. The seed is the word. Luke 8:11. The seed is the word. What is a seed without no water? The seed, Luke 8:11. The word is a seed. Now take that word, and what do you do? Begin to water it. Somebody say, water it. Louder, you can say, water it. Proverbs 12:14. A man shall be satisfied with the good of his fruit of his mouth. Can you see that? And the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. Proverbs 13:2. He said, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. There is something in your mouth that can deliver the prophetic word. Not your complaint, your praise. Not your complaint. Not your complaint. Lord, if you are that, why is anything not happened all throughout this year? Shut down. I don't want to say you should shut up. Shut down. Hebrews 13 verse 5. If God is that God, why am I going through all these things? Why are you blaming God for the things you are going through? I've just given you the mathematics. 1 billion times zero is still zero. Are you catching that now? Everybody is blaming God. Nobody is looking at themselves. Hebrews 13 and verse 5. Hear what the word says. By him, therefore. Hebrews 13:15. By him, therefore. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. How long? How long? How long? How long? How long? How long? So how shall you be praising God this month? He said that is the fruit of. So the fruit of your lips is called the sacrifice of praise. And when you give your sacrifice of praise, brother, you see the fulfillment of prophecy. Amen. Amen. Remember, a sacrifice is what you do out of inconvenience. 2 Samuel 24:24, David said, I will not give God what does not cost me. Sacrifice will cost you. What is the cost? It's not convenient, but I will praise him. I don't have it, but I will praise him. Are you seeing that now? I may not have seen it, but what? I will praise him. Somebody say, I will praise him. Louder you can say, I will praise him. And the loudest you can say, I will praise him. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 19. Habakkuk 3, 17 to 19. Is somebody with me in this service? Do you now see, do you understand how prophecy can be fulfilled? Although the fig tree may not blossom, neither is there fruit in the vine. The labor of the olive has failed. All effort, all you have done, you have tried all your best, like you say. And the field yield no meat. The flocks is called from the fold. No harp in the still. Verse next. Yet I will rejoice. And I will rejoice where? I will rejoice where? So please mark my word. The focus of your praise is not in things. It's in the Lord. Somebody say the Lord. Somebody say the Lord. The focus of praise is not things. It's God. The focus of praise is not things. It's God. The focus of praise is not things. It's God. The focus of praise is not things. And when you praise God, then you steer God to go all the way for you. Who is God? God is his word. John 1 and 1. God is his word. God is his word. In the beginning was the word. John 1. And the word was with God. And the word was what? So follow me quickly, people. Hear this now. Every time you are praising God for what is written, you are actually praising God. Every time you are praising his word, you are praising God. Because God and his word cannot be separated. Are you seeing that now? So, what are we saying? We are simply saying that the focus of our praise this month is not necessarily what is happening around us. Is what? On what God have written concerning us. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. So how does praise facilitate the fulfillment of prophecy? Number one is that praise focus on what is written rather than what is happening. Tell your neighbor, stop looking at what is happening. Look at what is written. Psalm 56 and verse 4. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. In God, I will praise his word. Verse 10 of Psalm 56. In God, I will praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. What are you praising this month? Talk to me. What are you praising this month? If your neighbor is not talking, then they are not here. What are you praising this month? Ask your neighbor, what are you praising this month? So let me say this to you. If I were you, I would take time out today. I will find the things that were written about me this year. What was the things that God said in the beginning of the year? I will outline them. And that's what I'll be praising throughout this month. You never lie to me. You never lie to me. Lion of Judah, you never lie to me. Numbers 23 and verse 19. You are not a man to lie, neither the son of man to repent. Have you said it? You will do it. Have you spoken it? You will bring it to pass. You never lied. Can you see how my praise is going now? I have turned the scripture to my song. Are you catching that now? I have turned the scripture to my song. That's how we praise, oh. Ebosha. You are just looking for what God said, and you turn it. You turn it to your dancing steps. People say you are crazy. Don't worry.
Let me be crazy first. Give me chance, oh. I want to praise my God. Give me chance, oh. I want to praise my God. That's how it works. Are you catching that now? It does not make sense, but it makes sense in heaven. It makes what? Sense in heaven. It makes what? Sense in heaven. That's why in Acts chapter 16, verse 25, they put them in prison. They put them in prison. They prayed and they sang. The Bible says, and the prisoners heard them. The kind of praise you are to praise this month is not the one that people will not know. It's the one that people will ask, please, is anything happening to you? The prisoner had them. Somebody say, I'm not ashamed. Louder, you can say, I'm not ashamed. I will not be ashamed of what God has said. Because I know my God cannot lie. What made them praise? I believe that this man knew Psalm 99, verse 1. Let's check that scripture. Psalm 99, verse 1. Let's see that scripture. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth, I believe they saw this scripture and they started praising God. And immediately they started doing it. What happened? Acts 16, now 26. The Bible says, suddenly, God, bam. And when God stepped, the earth must tremble. The Bible says, the foundation of the prison was shaken. Can you see how people praise the word? They knew that if God is here, everything must shake. Immediately, the doors were open and everyone's bound were loose. You will never be tied. Amen. I say you will never be tied. Amen. I say you will never be tied. Amen. Can you help me tap your neighbor and say, please be smarter than the devil? Louder, you can tell them, please be smarter than your enemies. When we praise, God dwells in our praise. Psalm 22 and verse 3. And if God dwells in our praise, the presence of God in your life will always clear all the barriers that comes your way. You see that in Psalm 114 verse 1 to 7, the presence of God, barriers cleared. You see that in Acts 16, 25 to, listen, I've read it, Acts of the Apostles, they were praising God. Barriers clear. The same way, every barrier that want to stop what God has said concerning you this year, as you praise God genuinely from your heart, I see those barriers shifted. Amen. Let your amen sound it loud. Amen. I say, let your amen sound it loud. Amen. Therefore, to see prophecy fulfilled, to see God's agenda for the year fulfilled, every one of us must maintain our praise and the joy of the Lord in our heart. We must maintain our praise and the joy of the Lord in our heart. Philippians 4 verse 4, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say what? Rejoice. Somebody say, I will rejoice. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 16. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. Nothing will take your joy away from you. Please join me to say the loudest amen. I say nothing will take your joy from you. Every spirit of complaining and murmuring, I curse it in the name of Jesus. I curse it in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of depression and sighing and just being down, counting the ceiling, in the name of Jesus, that spirit is not from God. I therefore curse it in the name of Jesus. I pray upon you the garment of praise, the oil of joy that keeps people boiling and joyful at all time. Receive that oil in the name of Jesus. The spell that was not cast on you, because God can't cast any spell on you, that spell goes back to the sender. I said that spell goes back to the sender. That spell goes back to the sender. That spell goes back to the sender. That spells go back to the sender. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Look at these scriptures and we get ready to get up. Numbers 11, 1. This is for somebody now. Numbers 11 and verse 1. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. The Lord had it. So in case you are not in church and you did it in your room, I'm not there, but God here. And what happened? The anger of God was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them, consumed them to the uttermost part of the camp. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. Quickly, please. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Neither murmur ye, as some are already doing. What is going on? They said new era. New era. There is nothing new in the era. As they did that, the Bible says, they were destroyer of the destroyer. Is God the destroyer? No. He was the destroyer. Who is the destroyer? The devil. The devil. The devil. The devil. The devil. Don't invite the devil to your house. Say, but Pastor, can't I say my mind? Don't say your mind. Say the word. Huh? Huh? Gen Z, stop saying your mind again. Say the word. All the young boys and your girls, stop saying your mind. Pastor, can't I say my mind? I have a mind on my own. Don't say your mind, because your mind may not mind your mouth. Your mind may make you mind and just say rubbish. They complain and Satan was interested. Don't say your mind. Say the word. Let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Yeah, I feel the pain, but no, I am strong. Because that's what the word says, I should say. I will say what the word says so that I can see what the word say I will see. Come on now. Come on, give Jesus a big hand of praise. Rise up on your feet. Tell your neighbor, don't say your mind.
Say, your mind.
Say, the word.
Say the word.
Write that down, take it home this week. In case your friend come and meet you and say, can I say my mind? No, no. We are not saying our mind. We are saying the word. Because it's the word we want to see. Come on, lift up your hands and give him thanks. Give him thanks over your life. Lift up your hands and give him thanks. Give him thanks over your life. Give him praise over your life. Come on, worship him. Can you lift up your voice? Lift up your hands. All our magicians, please come on the stage at this point. Lift up your hands, lift up your voice. Celebrate his goodness. Celebrate his goodness. If you can't remember anything at all, remember the scripture. God will crown the year with his goodness. Lord, thank you, because the best of the year will still happen in my life. Lift up your hands. Lift up your voice. Celebrate him. Lord, I celebrate you. Your word will not fail. Come on. I want to hear people praise him. I want to hear people celebrate him. I want to hear people magnify him. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. My God, I praise you. I believe your word. Your word will not fail. Your word will not fail in my life. I am ending the year very well according to your word. Lift up your voice and express your gratitude. Lord, thank you. Nothing is too difficult for you. You are going to walk in my midst. I give you the glory. And I give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. People of God, this is how we get victory in this kingdom. Hold on. This is how we get victory in this kingdom. Too many calculations in our head. Too many analyses. We are doing too many analyses. Some of us are becoming too wiser than God. We are becoming too smart. How can you be praising when things are going bad? That is what the word says. Does it mean I can't even complain? You can't. Because the word says we should not. So what should I do? He said I should praise. And that's what I want to do. 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 Therefore, that grace is released on us. We are going to praise God even in this service before we shut down. We are going to express our gratitude to us. Gratitude towards God. Show the devil that Satan, look, you can't put me down. You are not going to put me down. You can put yourself down, but you're not going to put me down. Are you catching what I'm saying? In Psalm 149 verse 5, the Bible says, let them praise the Lord in a dance. Let them praise God in their bed. I believe verse 5 thereabout. Praise God in your bed. So the month of November, go and create what I call praise moments. Stop listening to all those nonsense CDs that are making you depressed. Go and get praise CDs, praise MP3s. Get down to the YouTube and get some praise things and listen to them. That's how we win our battles. Are you catching what I'm saying? I check your music library. All you are listening to is like, I'm dead. You know me. You know me. You are dead. Your music library does not even say worship to God. All your music library is only fulfilling your flesh and your lust. Feeding fornication spirit. Feeding adultery spirit. You wonder after you have listened to a song, you are lusting after girls. It's because of the song you are listening to. She's fine. What will happen to you when you go on the street? Will you not be looking for a fine girl? That's the problem. People don't know that songs are spirits. You are listening to wind songs. Why would you not be depressed? Please get back home. Psalm 149. Put that there. Verse 5. Because what we are doing here now is rehearsal. We close now. What you will do in your house will now determine. Let the saint be joyful in glory. Let them sing what? Upon what? So in the night, set up 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and just I said, why are you doing like this? I want to deal with you now and show to you that you can't put me down. Even when you have a bad day, get back home and just and your husband say, babes, what's going on? Thank you, Jesus. Are you glad you came to church? I'm sure you know what you do this week. Help me tell your neighbor, it shall end in praise for you. Tell your neighbor, it shall end in praise for you. Tell another neighbor, it shall end in praise for you. Now look at another person and say, it shall end in praise for you. As we get ready to celebrate the Lord, these people draw near me with their hearts, with their mouth. He said, but their heart is far away from me. Their heart. So the praise that God will receive is the praise that comes from their heart. Their heart. Isaiah 29 and verse 13. Please, I want you to search your heart very quickly. Can you truly say that your heart is connected? Can you say you are born again? Are you saved? Have you given your life to Christ? Have you totally surrendered? Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you say that Jesus is the Lord and Savior of your soul? If God will accept your praise, it has to come from the heart. The heart that is totally surrendered. I want to pray for anyone in this service. Pastor, pray with me. I want to surrender my life to Christ. I want my heart to be connected so that my praise can be accepted. Give me the privilege to pray with you. Wherever you are, please lift up your hands with boldness. Let's recognize you. If you've done that, come to the altar. Let's pray for you from the altar. God bless you as you do. In Jesus' mighty name. I want to pray for those who want to give their life to Christ. Please come to the altar. Come and make it right with Christ. A new beginning, a new day, a new start, a new month. Your heart. I want to surrender. I want to rededicate. Please, wherever you are, take a bold step. Church, clap your hands. Let's encourage them. If you want to come, please come. Please. I plead with you. Come, come quickly. 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 And come quickly. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And I said hallelujah. Somebody say, I will praise my God. Please, as we are about to do this, it's important that you don't waste your praise. Again, you need to totally surrender because of the kind of life you know you live and you need help. You can't get help by being hypocritical. You can only get help by being open to Jesus. Jesus does not put people to shame. Jesus takes people out of their shame. Amen. So, we're about to praise the Lord, but I'm going to give you a moment. You quickly want me to pray for you. You come to the altar so I can pray for you. And then we can begin that journey of glory with Christ in Jesus' name. Church, give Jesus a big hand of praise. Are we ready, musicians? Are you sure you are ready?
Yes,
tell your neighbor, give me chance. I want to praise my God. Tell your neighbor, give me chance. I want to praise my God. Tell your neighbor, give me chance. I want to praise my God. So let's go in a moment. Let me see how you will do it at home. Let me see how you do it at home. Let's go. You are dancing and you are celebrating. You are dancing and celebrating.
We praise you.
Hallelujah.
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 We praise
you.
You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We praise you.
Praise my God.
I, this kind of God, there is no other God.
Almighty Father, Almighty Father, Almighty Father, Almighty Father,
Almighty Father,
Almighty Father,
Almighty Father,
Almighty Father,
Almighty Father,
Almighty Father,
Almighty Father,
Almighty Father,
Almighty Father,
Almighty
Father, we give you all the praise.
My God, you are good.
Almighty Father, we give you all the praise.
My God, you are good.
Almighty Father, we give you all the praise.
My God, you are good.
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 You are good.
You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good.
You are good.
My God, you are good.
My God, you are good.
My God is good. And his mercies endures forever. Give God thanks for the good God over your life. Good God over your life and your family. Give God praise and thank him from the depth of your heart. Father, thank you, because this shall be my experience throughout the month of November. I will be singing. I will be dancing. I will be praising. I will be chanting. I will be glorifying you, because that is my experience. Praise will be my lifestyle. Everything will be answering for me in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I said, so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. In his presence there is fullness of joy, and his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Therefore, I decree that your joy shall be the fullest. I decree that the pleasures of God will be your portion.
Amen.
This month of November, everything God has said shall be fully delivered in your life.
Amen.
Prophecy will be fully delivered in your life.
Amen.
He crowned the year with his goodness, and his power draw fatness. I therefore decree November your month of goodness. Your month of blessing. Your month of favor. Your month of advancement. Every closed door open for you this month. This shall be the best month ever yet in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. You will never be found in a place of sorrow. Despair is not your portion in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Somebody the loudest say with me, it will end in my praise. The loudest you can say, it will end in my own praise. And I see God doing that for you in Jesus' name. Please celebrate the Lord with a clap offering as we take our seats. Amen. We're going to welcome those who are here for the very first time as we get ready to share the goodness. Please, it's important for us to know that as you go again, we are setting the stage. What are we doing? Everything we do in church, go and advance it in your house. Because the God who sees you in secret, what will he do? He will reward you in the open. If you only take what you do in church and you don't do anything at home or through the week, I can't guarantee any performance. So, you will praise God in church, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, go home, times it by two, times it by three, and you will see the effect in your life. Somebody say, believe in amen.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.